Hello and welcome to the Science Break for GCSE Science. Today's episode is all about mitosis and the cell cycle. If you want to see the video for this topic, head over to The Science Break on YouTube and click on the biology playlist. But for now, let's get going. Body cells go through a cell cycle. During the cell cycle, the genetic material, the DNA, is doubled and then divided into two new cells called daughter cells. This ensures that each daughter cell has an exact copy of the genetic material from the parent, but also the two daughter cells have exactly the same genetic material as each other. This means that they are technically clones of each other. We can divide the cell cycle into three main stages. Firstly, the cell prepares to divide. Then we have mitosis. Then the cell splits. Cell division by mitosis is an important part in the growth and development of multicellular organisms. Let's take a closer look at each stage of the cell cycle. In the first stage, the genetic material, the DNA, replicates, or in other words, copies itself. The genetic material can be in the form of chromosomes. When the genetic material copies itself, it has two copies of each chromosome, one for each new daughter cell. In this first stage, something else happens as well. The cell grows and increases the number of subcellular structures such as mitochondria and ribosomes. This is so the two new daughter cells have the subcellular structures they need in order to function. The second stage is called mitosis. During mitosis, the chromosomes line up along the center of the cell and are then pulled apart to opposite ends, which means there will be one set of chromosomes at each end of the cell. In the final stage, the cell splits into two. The cytoplasm and cell membranes divide to form two identical cells. These are the daughter cells. These daughter cells will then continue in their own cell cycle and the process continues. So those are the three stages. Firstly, the cell prepares by copying its genetic material and by growing and increasing the number of subcellular structures. Secondly, it goes through mitosis, where the chromosomes line up along the center of the cell and then get pulled apart to opposite ends. And finally, the cell splits into two new identical daughter cells. That's the cell cycle and mitosis. Don't forget the YouTube channel, The Science Break. Just go to YouTube and do a search for The Science Break and you can find over 100 videos for biology, chemistry and physics. You can also check out Instagram, The Science Break on Instagram, where you'll find useful notes for your GCSEs. Also Twitter and Facebook, all at The Science Break. Thanks for listening and I'll see you in the next episode.